Allah has given us an objective in life. We should always remember that objective that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. This life Allah has given to us, there's only one objective that we need to attain, and that objective is Allah and His Rasul's muhabbat. Allah and His Rasul's love. The love of Allah and the love of His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's our objective of living and staying and remaining in this dunya. And for us to attain this objective, whoever's attained this objective, then he has left this world, he will depart this world successful and blessed and happy. So how do we attain this objective? To attain Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love. There's only one way, one method through which we can attain both loves, the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Which love? And that is the love for the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the method. If an individual has love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, amalan, practical love. Practical love, not just through words, verbally. If we get practical love, then alhamdulillah of the sunnah, then alhamdulillah we'll get the love of Allah and we'll get the love of Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what's the source, the means to the love of Allah and His Rasul? That we have love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the chief of the created beings, His sunnah, subhanAllah. So from today we'll try that after Maraqaba, the beloved Habib and Nabi Al-Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's one sunnah, we will assess, analyze, that what was the way, the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he did this action. So today, first and foremost, Nabi Al-Kareem, chief of the created beings, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sunnah libas, the sunnah of dress code, the sunnah of attire, wearing clothes. How should we fulfill this? So there's one sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to libas, dress code, attire. In Sunan Abu Dawood, there is a hadith that whenever the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would wear some new clothes, new item of clothing, a different item of clothing, then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would state, Alhamdulillahilladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlim minni wala quwwat. Alhamdulillah. الَّذِي كَسَانِي هَذَا وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ الحمد لله الذي كساني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. All praises are solely for Allah, the being who has clothed me with this and who has provided for me without strength and energy from my side. Subhanallah. That's the meaning of this statement, dua. And the reward for this, in Sunan Abu Dawood, there's a point that when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when an individual implements and fulfills the Sunnah of Rasulullah, then the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in that way, after wearing the clothes by doing hamd, by praising Allah, before praising Allah, the previous and the future sins are all forgiven. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. As soon as if you wear the clothes and do hamd, the previous and future sins, all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. May Allah ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq to do amal, practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen.